It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Pink's husband, Carrie Hart, has fired back at critics who are bashing him for teaching their 7-year-old daughter, Willow, how to shoot a rifle. Yesterday, Carrie Hart posted a video of Willow firing a rifle along with the caption, "Haven't poked the parent police bear in a few days. Will's and I shooting the .22 rifle. She's getting pretty good. Can hit a 12-inch pie plate from 30 yards. Pew, pew. Started her shooting at 3 years old. For the record, none of us hunt, just enjoy shooting for sport. I'm raising the kids with knowledge of firearms, how to handle them, shoot them, store them, and avoid them in uneducated hands. Hashtag knowledge is power." In the clip, Willow is wearing protective earmuffs and she aims the rifle and goes, "Can I go?" And that's when her dad says that she can, and she even makes sure that the safety isn't on before shooting. I mean, clearly this girl knows her way around a firearm. There are people, of course, blasting him over the video. He clapped back at one critic in the comments and wrote, "I think this is an extremely important topic of education." When someone said that she could potentially lose control and shoot him in the face, he said, "You're completely ignorant." When a non-American follower questioned his view on guns, he replied, "In America, firearms are legal and not going away, so I choose to embrace it. Take the taboo out. Educate your kids so they don't become a statistic. Many forms of shooting are an Olympic sport."
And the thing is, too, a .22, that was the first gun that I ever got, like a .22 rifle. There's no recoil. It's super simple to shoot. You can shoot at a bunch of it. I think that's perfect for a 7-year-old to be, like, practicing on and doing that.
100%. This is, like, everyone has known this for as long as people have been around. You tell your kids, don't ever think about it, touch it, look at it, do anything. It's so horrible. Blah, blah, blah. Like, they're going to have a little bit of interest in it if you're telling them, you know, not even to think or talk about it or anything.
I think that's everything in life.
Plus, that's exactly what I just said. I'm saying, so, like, guns are the same thing. Like, educate your kids, you know, safety precautions and all that kind of stuff, that, you know, they're not a toy, that even when you are playing with toy guns, you don't point them at anybody. Like, these are all things that I think that that makes a huge difference in just teaching kids. That if they just don't know, then they don't know. Jersey Shore star Jenny J-Wow Farley has released footage that allegedly shows her estranged husband, Roger Matthews, attacking her. In the clip, a man who definitely looks like him can be seen shoving her to the ground in the kitchen of a home. The two then exchanged a number of harsh words before going their separate ways. In addition, Farley released a statement addressing Matthews regarding their divorce for the first time, saying she wasn't going to let him mistreat her anymore and try to act like a praiseworthy father. She also accused Matthews of teaming up with her ex-boyfriend to extort money from her. This guy seems like a straight-up psychopath. Britney Spears, this is exciting. She's going to make a cameo in the upcoming horror comedy Corporate Animals. Director Patrick Bryce said that there is a character in the movie who's obsessed with Britney Spears, and he thinks that this sounds hilarious. He thinks the singer is speaking to him from the walls. So they were able to get 10 minutes of Britney Spears in the movie for that part, he said, which was so awesome. This movie premiered at the Sundance Film Festival on Tuesday night, and it stars Demi Moore and Ed Helms as well, which, of course, Ed Helms was Andy Bernard in The Office, and Demi Moore is a fantastic actress. This sounds so funny and so good. And there's been so many movies that we've heard about from the Sundance Film Festival that I really want to see now.
I can totally see this, like, all the artists, for example, Britney Spears, where they do the background, they're like, "More," like all that. That could just be the walls talking, all those backup vocals in there.
It sounds so funny. And I thought this was really cute. Jimmy Kimmel sent Christina Aguilera to a donut shop and had her sing over the loudspeaker while hiding in a back room. And then she comes out and she surprises customers with donuts.
Just because he's in a song now, and the song's about you. He's looking really cute. And this donut's looking cute too.
No.
What's your name?
Vince.
Nice to meet you,
nice
Vince.
You.
Thank you for coming in my donut shop.
I can't wait to hear about that song. I would like to hear what's happening right now.
Isn't that cute?
That is pretty cool.
Coming up in less than an hour, Lady Gaga got heated in the Kesha Dr. Luke deposition.